Good afternoon. This is All Things Considered. I'm Jim Burris, in today for Dennis O'Hare. Race riots related to the Rodney King police abuse case were more than 22 years ago, but they happened under similar circumstances to the ones we saw in the Michael Brown case in Ferguson, Missouri. In the King case, people felt Los Angeles police were unjustified in their use of force when they arrested King, a black man. A bystander caught it on videotape, which quickly circulated. And ultimately, four LAPD officers were charged, but three were completely acquitted. One was acquitted on one of two charges. People were angry, especially so in the nation's black communities. Riots broke out, including here in Atlanta. Longtime Atlanta journalist Maria Saporta of the Saporta Report remembers that day well, and she joins me in studio. Welcome.
Yeah, good to see you, Jim.
What was that day like?
Well, I was a reporter and columnist with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution at the time, and I was downtown doing an interview in the Georgia Pacific building, and there had been some helicopters up in the sky while we were doing the interview. We were saying, oh, there must be a bad traffic accident or something like that. And then after the interview, I go to walk back to the newspaper, and the place is eerie. There's nobody on the streets. And I'm walking, I'm about a block or two away from the paper, and a really kind of an angry man comes and is walking really fast and saying, you better get out of here. We're killing crackers down there. And I'm like, you know, I was, again, taken aback. And then another guy who overheard the exchange said, you know, he's right. You better not go where you're going. Your life might be in danger. And I says, well, I'm just going a block to the newspaper. And he says, well, let me go with you. And sure enough, almost just a few minutes after I got into the paper, this mob of, I mean, hundreds, thousands of angry black people were just streaming through the streets, basically causing whatever havoc they could cause. And so for the several months after the Rodney King riots, there was a lot, you know, have we been kidding ourselves? Have we been, you know, not paying attention to our own house?
It refocused the conversation.
Right. And the stakes were high because in 4 years we were going to be hosting the Olympics. And we had won the Olympics on the whole idea that we were the home of civil rights and Martin Luther King, and everything that we stood for was that this was a place where we could resolve conflict and bring the races together.
Let me ask you, though, then, did that event ultimately allow that to happen? So maybe it had been window dressing to a point, and this anger had festered for so long, and it just needed the catalyst to get it all out there and to actually focus on the problem.
I think it allowed some Band-Aids to be put on some things. I think that there were some talks done. There were a lot of meetings that the business community and the political leadership had. They tried to meet with different groups of young people. I do think it did awaken some folks to pay more attention. You know, there's just a different feeling that's out there. The message that the mayor's been trying to make is that Atlanta is the home of Dr. Martin Luther King. A question people should ask themselves is, what would King do? And an interesting discussion at the press conference that the mayor had.
The overwhelming number of protesters, more than 1,000, really conducted themselves in a manner that is fitting with our city's tradition.
Was that they said they welcomed journalists covering the protests because they wanted everything documented.
That may not have been the conversation, say, really 3 decades ago.
I bet you it's not the conversation that occurs in Ferguson.
Maria Saporta of the Saporta Report, thanks so much for coming today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.